the dew of his presence fall. The Lord's presence to go with you today. His presence will never cease as long as he's been invited and you're hungry and thirsting after him. Receive his presence this morning. Let's say this morning, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Come on and say that this morning. Say, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Let your presence gently rest upon my heart. I need your presence, Lord. Let your presence gently rest upon my heart, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Your presence, I need your presence there. To come and rest upon my heart. I need your presence, oh Lord. I need your presence. I need your presence to come and rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. I need you. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Rest, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Hallelujah. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus. Rest, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart.
Hallelujah. Like the dew in the morning, gently rest upon my heart. Let the presence gently rest upon your heart this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. 'Cause I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. Oh, you alone are for you. Alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver, and the apple of my, oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. Oh, you alone does my spirit heal. For you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. For you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And I long to worship thee. Hallelujah. and I long to worship thee. May the Spirit of the Lord rest upon your heart this morning. Hallelujah.
Well, good morning once again, and God bless each and every one of you that joined us on the Master Call today. My name is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, and we all from the TMC family welcome each and every one of you. We're tagging this day, pulling us through Tuesday, and that's just what the Lord would do for each and every one of us. God bless you all. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Holy Father, we come before you today with a grateful heart to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for who you are in our life. Lord, you're the center. You are our joy. You are our faithfulness. You are our peace. Hallelujah. In the midst of every storm, God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and praise that's due your name. Father, we thank you for the psalmist on today. Father God, as she poured out, Father God, worship unto you, Father God, and laid it at your feet. Father, we say, Lord God, we touch and agree with her to be blessed and be high and be lifted on today, Father God, and pour back into her, God, all that she poured out unto you, Father. Each and every person on this line today, Father God, you know their heart's desires, oh, Father God, and we asking you, Lord, Father God, that you move by your Spirit upon each and every person under the sound of my voice like never before. Father, lifting up the TMC call, Father, and the Artist Life family, God, Lord, that you continually, Father, order our footsteps in your word, prosper the works of our hands, write our tongue in every situation. God, we love you today. We thank you today. And Father God, we lift up the word there on today. Father, this great, mighty man of God, Father, the mighty man of valor, God, Father, anoint him today. Rest upon his heart today. Father, speak through him, God, as we have an ear to hear what you're saying to our church on today. Father, we love you. We thank you. And these are the things that we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating us and opening us up with that powerful prayer. I pray the heavens down, Minister Keisha Lee. And thank you, Minister Rosalind, for setting the atmosphere and opening us up and worshiping the Lord for us. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Their yes is the reason we can be here each Monday through Friday to receive a word from the Lord. And we know when they founded this call, they founded this call on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we have a website that we can go to see all of the archived and recorded messages, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And we have our theme for the year. In 2021, God's strategic shiftings, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And also on the website, you can see the bios of our speakers. If you're feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a host, to share the word for such a time as this, you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. The phenomenal company Artist International, which established by the Desdaily-owned family over 30 years ago, which is now Artist Life, and gives us great products. The morning motivational call is immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life. Give us the benefit of the wonderful products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. 294-617-POUND is the access code. And today is Presidential Tuesday. Well, I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, a baptized born-again believer, ordained minister for over 28 years. He served as the first assistant minister under the late Pastor Joseph B. Barlow, Jr. at Mount Zion Baptist Church. Everett is a certified biblical counselor, is experienced in the ministry of preaching and teaching. He officiates Sunday worship service. He is committed to God and community. Reverend Thomas is a past president of the Lincoln Park Rotary, a board member of the Downriver YMCA. He has been married to his beautiful wife, Cheryl, for over 25 years. His mission is to be used by God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Minister. Prophet Kai, for that warm introduction, and bless you, Minister Keisha, for doing a great job in greeting, and Minister Rousen for ushering us in through the courtyard of praise and worship. God bless you. God bless you. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. We give God the glory for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for making this call possible and for the opportunity to share with you this morning. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad therein. I'll tell you, it's nothing like getting up with the Lord on your heart, on your mind. What are we going to talk about a little bit about that today? Looking at Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26 and looking at verses 3 and 4. Reading from the Amplified Version. Isaiah 26. Verse 3 says, "You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast," that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confident expectation. Verse 4, trust confidently in the Lord forever. He is your fortress, your shield, your banner. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock, the rock of ages. Wow. Amen, amen. We're going to talk about what's on your mind. What you've been thinking about lately. Amen, amen, amen. What's on your mind? Amen, amen. We want to ponder the thought how important it is to have a focused mind in this transition. Talk about steadfast. How steadfast are you? Let's look at the definition of steadfast. Amen. Steadfast is firmly fixed in place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, immovable. Not subject to change, firm in belief, determination or adherence, loyal, faithful. Amen. Amen. Is your mind steadfast, immovable, as the scripture said, always abounding in the Lord? There's so much happening around us, and circumstances sometimes cause us to be overly concerned and walk in fear instead of in faith. And the Bible says a just shall live by faith, and we should walk by faith and not by sight. But sometimes because our mind wanders, amen, and not stayed on the Lord, we sometimes get to the point of irritability. We just don't know what to do. We throw up our hands and say, I just don't know. Even during this pandemic situation, suicide rates are going up, especially in some of our young people. But if we only learn to trust in the Lord, as the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Something about, amen, having a thoughtful mindset, a mind that thinks of the good things, a positive attitude. The scripture says, let this mind in Philippians, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. Another translation, let this attitude be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. So attitude, what's your attitude looking like today? Amen. I mean, do you have a positive attitude or a negative attitude? Attitude is a gift. One you give yourself, and attitude is a blessing. One you give yourself. Amen, amen, amen. So you have to understand that a blessing comes from a positive attitude. You've been around negative people, people that's always complaining, always having a pity party. And, amen, their mindset is just always finding the worst in everything. Instead of saying a good report that I can do all things through Christ Jesus, they said, I don't know how this is going to work out. I can't see it. And where's your thought life? Where, if God is God, and if he's Lord of your life, if he's in charge of your life, all things are possible with him that believe. Amen. You have to believe. You have to trust. You have to understand that God has this. God has this. He is in charge. He's in control. So where is your peace? Thou would keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted thee. That's what the King James Version says. Here's what Joyce Meyer has written in her book, East Twig, Victoria's Life is a Steadfast Mind. She says, we function best when we have a steadfast mind that is committed and focused on God. When the mind is calm and steadfast, it is free from fear, worry, or torment. It is also clear and focused, so we can look at situations and decide what to do about them. Many of us get into trouble when we get out of balance or become unsteady in our minds. Either we move into a state of total passivity in which we do nothing, expecting God to do everything for us, or we become hyperactive, operating most of the time in the flesh. God wants our minds to be steadfast so that we are able to face any situation in life, believing God with that he will help us and give us victory. Instead of getting distraught and full of fear and worry, we need to go before God and say, Lord, I'm believing that you will help me in this situation. And if there is something you want me to do, show me what it is. Whatever God shows us to do about our problem, we need to be diligent to do it. And once we have done all we know to do, we can trust God with the rest. That is what I call faith and steadfastness. Joyce Myers continues to say, I often say, do what you can do, and God will do what you cannot do. Wow, wow. Powerful words, powerful words. Amen, amen. So what's on your mind? Where's your focus right now? Are you focusing on this COVID situation? Should I get the shot? Should I not get the shot? Vaccination. What should I do? Where's your trust? Amen, amen, amen. This reader says, occasions for anxiety happens. It does happen. Yes, we do get upset sometimes. We get beside ourselves sometimes. But Jesus reminded his followers that in the world you will have tribulation. It's just going to happen. And the prophet Isaiah wrote that God, he gives peace in spite of conflict and turmoil. Peace is so basic to God's nature that it is part of his name. God the Father is the God of peace, according to Philippians 4:9 and Hebrews 13:20. And God the Son is the Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9 and 6. In God, the Holy Spirit produces peace in our lives, according to Galatians 5:22. So to have perfect peace, wrote Isaiah, we must focus our minds on God and trust in Him. Amen. We do, just what we have to do. So what's on your mind? What are you thinking about? What are you worrying about? Are you worried? Are you distressed and going through hard times because your focus has shifted, amen, from God to your own ability of doing things? Or are you placing your trust in the Lord? Well, let's take a look at Philippians chapter 4, in a very familiar scripture. In that 6 and 7 verses, it says, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. What's going to happen in verse 7? Now, understand, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your heart and your minds in Christ is yours. And I ask the question, what are you thinking about? Well, it tells us what to think of in verse 8. It says, finally, brothers, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. Wow. Amen. So are you thinking good, positive thoughts, or are you allowing the negativityness of this world we're living in crowd your thinking? Amen. As you stay focused on Christ, you will have the peace that passes all understanding. Look at Peter. Peter said, Lord, if that's you walking on the water, I want to come out. Let me come out. Come on, let me come out of there. Jesus said, come on, Peter, come on out of here. So he steps out, start walking toward Jesus, doing all right, but his sight shifted. He focused. Start focused on the storm and the wind, took his eyes off the Christ and started to sink. Amen. Of course, he prayed and asked, Lord, save me, Lord. And Lord, of course, raised him up. But what happened? His focus shifted from being focused on Christ. Amen. So someone said, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. What is your focus? Where is your focus? On today, amen, amen. You can have peace. Yes, you can. Even in the midst of the storm of life, you can have peace, amen. When people are not on your side, when they want to slander your name, when they want to call you out of your name, when they're not encouraging you, when they're not on your side, when coworkers try to trap you up and try to keep you down, when people said to your friends, but they stab you in the back. Where is your focus? Is your mind on Christ? Say, well, Lord, you were able to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, help me to say the same thing. Help me to just look beyond their faults and see that they need you, God. Amen. I don't want to cause anybody anything. Take away the peace that only you can give, God. Help me to stay focused. Help me to stay steadfast and realizing, God, that you have a better idea. You have a way of doing things, amen, that's beyond our comprehension. You are God all by yourself. You are the great I am. You are, amen, able to do exceeding abundantly more we ask or think or realize that you have given us power, amen, amen, within us to do what needs to be done, to walk right, to talk right, to move right, to, amen, to make positive and right decisions. And God, you got all things in your hands, and there's nothing too hard for you. Amen. All things are possible to you, God, if we only just believe. I tell you, what's on your mind today? What are you worried? Are you fretting? God tells us in his word, open over. Fret not, don't worry. Amen. Don't fear, for God has given us the spirit of fear, but a power love in a of a sound mind. And that those who fix their eyes on the past risk a severe collision with the future. Those who see only the future hit much too hard the speed bumps of today. Only those who fix their eyes on God can effectively negotiate the right pace of life. So as a man thinketh, so is he. If you think you can, we can. Look what happened with President, past President Obama, with his way of saying, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can. So what's your mindset today? You have a yes, we can, yes, I can. Come on, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Do you have that kind of mindset today that I can make it? Amen. With the help of the Lord, I can do this. With the help of the Lord, yes, within myself, I am nothing, Jesus said. Amen. Without me, you can do nothing. He expects us to bear fruit, but we have to understand that we have to have the Lord, amen, on our side. Amen, amen. So you have a mindset that says, I can do this. I can make it. I have a positive attitude, amen, and not a negative attitude. Positive attitude has been preached since the Bible. Every major philosopher, every major theologian, and especially every major personal development expert has preached the virtue of positive thought, positive action, and positive attitude for centuries. Billions of words have been written and rewritten on the subject. You would think that with all this information at the fingertips of everyone, you included, even myself included, would have a positive attitude. You would be thinking wrong. You can read and listen all you want, but unless you decide that you want to become a positive person, a person who thinks positive, acts positive, and speaks positive, both proactive and reactive, your attitude would not be a positive one. Let me read that again. You can read and listen all you want, but unless you decide that you want to become a positive person, a person who thinks positive, acts positive, and speaks positive, both proactive and reactive, your attitude will not be a positive one. Wow. That comes from Jeffrey Gittimer's book, Yes Attitude. Amen. So you have to have a positive attitude no matter what's going on. You must think you can get through this. So much so that you know I'm a victor, not a victim. I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror. Amen. Because the word of God says so. I'm going to stand on the promises of God. I'm going to stand on his word because I can make it, because greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. What's on your mind? Are you thinking you can? Are you thinking you can make it? Amen. What's on your mind? Are you thinking that you are a winner, or are you thinking you are a loser? Are you thinking victory, or are you thinking defeat? God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because he trusts in thee. Amen. Back again to the Amplified Version. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in you with hope and confidence and expectation. I tell you, I'm glad today that God is still God on the throne, that nothing, amen, nobody can take him off the throne, amen, because he is God all by himself. Is he on the throne of your heart today? Is he in charge of your thought life on today? Are you focused, really steadfastly focused on the Lord today? Do you really desire the peace of God? Amen. So you have to stay focused. You have to keep your mind stayed on him. Amen. Each and every day, each and every way. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Back to you, prophet guy.
Thank you, Pastor Everett, for that on time and profound word. What are you thinking about? Are you being a positive person? I will call you back for the benediction shortly, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the man of God and the word that just came forward. Lord, we know that you are working it out for his good and your glory, and we ask that you pour back into him 100-fold that which he has poured out to us. Lord, we thank you, and we ask that you be a hedge of protection around the man of God and his family and his ministry, Lord, as he continues to serve you in spirit and in truth. Father, we ask right now that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon and Artist Life family, Lord. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we thank you that you continue to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We ask right now that you continue to touch Dr. PK. Father God, sickness and disease and medical issues are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. And we consider her and we call her whole, healthy, and walking according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep the Weatherspoon family as they continue to process through their bereavement. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken. Father, so we thank you in advance that you are just continuing to keep them in your perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch our Artist Life family. Father, we know that you are just continuing to give us the desires of our heart as we focus on your will for our lives. Lord, we ask you right now to just be with each and every member on this line. Father, you know the needs. You know the desires. You know the wants, oh God. And we thank you in advance for just continuing to fill our hearts, continuing to just guide us through this process, and we just call it done, and we know that you are continuing to work it out for our good and your glory. Father, we thank you for each and every mother on this line. Father, you know every need, Father. We just ask that you speak to our hearts, that you continue to just allow us to sit in your presence at your feet, oh God, because we are worshiping you. We are coming to you, oh Heavenly Father, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you because we know that we could not do this without you. We could not be positive people. We could not keep our minds stayed on you without you allowing us to be in this place. So we thank you, Lord, because we know that you are just continuing to show us that which you desire us to do. Father, we thank you and we adore you because you are God all by yourself. You continue to just allow us to sit at your feet, to be in your presence, oh God, and we are just continuing to soak up all that you have for us. Lord, allow us to continue to walk out our Jeremiah 29:11 plans that you have ordained for our life. So we call it done, and we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, because only you, Father, only you could do it the way that you do it, oh God. And we thank you for it, and we call it done in advance. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, thank you for that profound word, and we know that you will just, you know, God is just going to continue to bless us through this process. And again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. If you are having trouble dialing in and you need the bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday. Thank you, Minister Psalmist Rosalyn, for ushering us in this morning. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. We are so thankful for each and every one of you on the line who has dialed in. And we are just looking forward again to seeing you again tomorrow. And again, man of God, man of God, man of God, thank you so much for that on-time word reminding us that we need to be positive, that we need to stay focused on the word of God and to allow him to work in and through us. I will now call you back, Pastor Everett, to give us our benediction.
May Lord bless you and keep you, protect you, sustain you, and guard you. The Lord make his face shine upon you with favor and be gracious to you, surrounding you with loving kindness. The Lord lift up his countenance face upon you with divine approval and give you peace, a tranquil heart, and life. Be blessed, my brother, and my sister. Amen.